Title: Vinyl Crackle as Texture for Jungle Rollers, Advanced Ableton Live. Alright, today we're doing something that separates a clean drum and bass loop from a proper living, breathing jungle roller. Vinyl Crackle isn't just lo-fi dust. In this style, crackle is rhythmic glue. It's movement in the gaps. It's microdynamics that make the groove feel like it's pushing forward even when the drums leave space. And if you do it right, it gives you that perfect contrast. Modern clean sub and punchy drums, with raw break character hovering around the edges. The mission: build a repeatable workflow in Ableton Live where crackle is tempo-locked, band-limited, rhythm-shaped, protected by sidechain, and then automated like it's an actual instrument in your arrangement. And by the end, you'll print it so it becomes a controllable performance, not a CPU-hungry science project. Step 0. Prep the session. So the texture behaves like part of the drums. Set your tempo in the jungle roller zone, around 165 to 175 BPM. Now select all your drum tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Name that group Drum Bus. That's important, because you're going to key the crackle off the groove, not just slap it on top. Now create a dedicated track for crackle. I recommend an audio track named Crackle, because it gives you perception control in arrangement view. A return track works too, but for advanced arrangement moves, an audio track is usually cleaner. Quick teacher note: treat crackle like it's mix adjacent, like reverb, like parallel distortion. You want routing options, group level sidechain, and automation access. That's how it stops being noise and starts being a production tool. Step 1. Choose a good crackle source and make it usable. Best case, it's your own vinyl recording. Next best, a solid field recording. Sample packs are fine, but you need to edit them. The biggest mistake is grabbing a random crackle loop that has giant pops every bar, then trying to fix it with compression. That's backwards. Drag your crackle sample onto the crackle audio track. In clip view, turn warp on. For warp mode, you have two main vibes. If you want clicky dust that feels a bit percussive, go beats mode. If you want a smoother bed, go complex pro. If you use beats mode, try turning transient loop mode off. That often makes it less machine gunny when it loops. Now find a loop region with consistent density. Not too many huge pops. Not too empty. Start with a one bar loop and listen carefully for obvious cycling. If you hear the same pattern repeating and it feels fake, move to two bars or four bars. The goal is consistent energy, not obviously repeating sample. Extra coach move. If your sample has occasional loud spikes, handle them right now. Use clip gain automation, or even split the clip and pull down the loud pops. If you don't tame spikes early, your gate and sidechain will behave unpredictably later, because they'll react to those accidents instead of your groove. Step 2. Make it tempo locked without sounding time stretched. You want this crackle stable and repeatable, but not warbly, not chirpy, not like it's being tortured by time stretch. In clip view, set the seg BPM roughly correct. If it's drifting, use warp from here, straight, from a clean point. If you hear artifacts, switch to beats mode and set preserve to 1/16th or 1/8th if it's getting too busy. Now, if it starts feeling too grid perfect, you've got two advanced options. Option 1. Automate warp off for certain sections, like breakdowns, where you want the crackle to feel more natural and free. Option 2. Keep warp on, but later we'll add tiny modulation so it feels recorded instead of pasted. The point is, don't use heavy warping to create feel. Use warping for stability, and create feel with movement and arrangement choices. Step 3. Band limited like a record texture. This is non-negotiable. Crackle should live in a narrow, intentional band. It should not have lows. It should not dominate the air band if your hats already live there. Think of it like top percussion, not ambience. On the crackle track, at EQ 8, high pass it hard. Try 24 dB per octave somewhere around 250 to 500 HE. If your drums are dense and modern, don't be scared to push that up. Then low pass it, somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. Where you land depends on your hats and how bright the tune is. If it fights your snare crack, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. Now decide on stereo. Add utility after EQ 8. If your crackle sample is mono and you want a bit of spread, push width to maybe 120 to 160%. But if your break is already wide, you might keep crackle narrower or even mono, so the size don't get messy. Advanced coach note: try midside EQ on crackle. Put EQ 8 into M/S mode. High pass the mid higher, like 500 to 800 HC, and keep it a touch quieter. Let the sides keep a bit more sparkle with a gentler low pass. This keeps your center punchy and your stereo field textured. And do a quick mono check on your master. Drop a utility and set width to 0 for 10 seconds. If the crackle suddenly gets louder or harsher, you've got facey width. Narrow it or back off chorus-like effects later. Step 4. Make it rhythmic. This is where it becomes jungle. We want the crackle to roll with the break, not just sit there. Option is classic. Gate it using sidechain from the drums. Add gate after EQ8. Turn on sidechain in the gate. Set audio from to your drum bus. Or even better, the break track itself if it has ghost notes. Start with a fast attack, like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Then set the threshold so the crackle opens mainly when the break has energy. Now a key parameter people ignore. Floor. If you set floor to negative infinity, it hard mutes between opens, which can sound unnatural. Try floor around minus 12 dB so there's continuity, but still clear movement. The goal isn't crackle only on snares. The goal is, it breathes with the break. It reinforces the ghost note shuffle, and it stays out of the way of kick transients. Option B is super jungle friendly. Auto pan used is tremolo. Add auto pan, and set phase to 0 degrees. That's crucial. Phase at 0 turns it into volume modulation. Not left-right panning. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Amount around 15 to 40%. Shape closer to square for choppier, closer to sine for subtle. You can use auto pan instead of gate, or after gate for a layered rhythm. Gate makes it follow the drums. Auto pan adds that constant internal shuffle. Step 5. Protect punch with sidechain compression. Even if you band limit, crackle can still psychoacoustically smear transients. Your ear hears the noise as part of the hit, and suddenly your drums feel less sharp. Add a compressor at the end of the crackle chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose kick and snare or the drum bus. Start with ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, so you don't obliterate the front edge. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds depending on tempo. You're aiming for gentle ducking, like 1 to 3 dB on hits. Advanced routing tip. If your snare is enormous and has a big reverb tail, consider sidechaining from kick only, so the crackle doesn't get overly sucked down every time the snare blooms. Or, even more advanced, sidechain from the snare reverb return instead of the dry snare. That way the snare transient stays crisp, but the crackle won't sit on the verb tail and make it cloudy. Step 6. Make it feel recorded, not pasted. Micromodulation and saturation. Add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to distort. You're trying to thicken and bind the crackle so it feels like it belongs in the same physical world as the break. If you want a touch of movement, add chorus ensemble very lightly. 5 to 15% mix, slow rate. Be careful, it's easy to go seasick and ruin your mono compatibility. Now let's add character moments, needle bumps and pops. Duplicate your crackle track and name it Crackle Pops. On pops, band pass at roughly 1 to 6 kHz. Add drum bus, heap drive low and push transients up. Maybe plus 10 to plus 30. Then gate it harder so pops are events, not a constant bed. Use this layer like percussion fills. Last half bar before a phrase change or on the turnaround into drop 2. A little goes a very long way. And here's a slick sound design add-on if your crackle gets spitty. DS it. Yes, DS the crackle. Use multiband dynamics and clamp the sharpest moments around 5 to 10 kHz. That lets you raise the crackle slightly without it turning into fizzy hat competition. Step 7. Arrangement. Where crackle should appear in a roller. Think DJ friendly. Think narrative. Here's a solid 64 bar concept. In the intro, crackle can be louder and wider. It sets the world. Automate utility gain up a dB or 2. Automate width wider if you want that room feeling. In drop 1, crackle gets tighter and more controlled. Narrow it a touch. Increase ducking slightly. The drums and bass are the stars here, so crackle becomes support. In the midsection, pull it down or filter it. Automate your EQ8 low pass down to maybe 6 to 8 kHz. This creates contrast so the next return feels big. In drop 2, bring it back with extra grit. Slightly more saturator drive. Maybe reintroduce the pops for hype. And don't just think louder or quieter. Think rolls per phrase. 1 16 bar section. Narrow and fast gated, aggressive. Next 16. Wide and slower pulsing, atmospheric. Next 16. Almost gone. For contrast, here's a crowd pleaser move, the pre-drop vacuum. In the last bar before the drop, automate the crackle low pass down hard, like it's being choked. Maybe push a reverb send up briefly if you use one. Then kill the crackle right on the downbeat. That absence makes the drop hit harder than adding more noise ever will. Also, Let crackle lead into hits, not sit on them. If the groove feels smeared, shorten the envelope, faster gate release, or even manually automate tiny dips right before snare hits. Manual automation can beat sidechain when you want surgical clarity. Step 8. Print it. Resample for control. Once it grooves, create a new audio track called Crackle Print. Set audio from to crackle, post effects. Arm it, record 16 to 32 bars. Now you can treat crackle like audio, not a looping clip. You can chop it, reverse tiny bits before fills, fade it into hits, and place it exactly where it supports the drums. Try this micro edit. Grab an eighth note right before a snare fill, reverse it, and fade it into the hit. Subtle, very jungle. It feels like the record is getting pulled into the transient. And printing also saves CPU and locks the vibe. You've captured a texture performance. Common mistakes to avoid, quick and ruthless. Too loud. Crackle should be felt when you mute it, not constantly heard as its own layer. If you always notice it, it's too hot. Full spectrum noise. Leaving lows in crackle mud is kick and bass perception even if your meters look fine. No sidechain. Constant crackle flattens transients and reduces perceived punch. Warp artifacts. If warping creates chirps that fight hats, switch modes, reduce warping, or choose a better loop. Derivo overkill. Super wide crackle plus wide breaks equals messy sides and phase problems. Now a 15-minute practice run you can do right after this lesson. Load an amen style break or a chop jungle break. Add a clean kick and snare layer. Add a crackle loop on the crackle track. Build this chain in order. EQ 8, then gate side chained from drum bus, then auto pan with phase at 0, then compressor side chained from kick, then saturator. Targets. Crackle audible in intro, subtle in drop. 1 to 3 dB of ducking on kick hits. The groove breathes with the break, meaning the crackle opens and closes in a way that supports ghost notes and swing. This audio version is shortened for playback.